holding the end of Reshit and Gimel. There are three ways of having food on the fire on Shabbos. One, putting on Erev Shabbos called Shehiyah. One, having on Erev Shabbos, being there till Shabbos, taking off, putting it back called Chazara. And there's something called Nesilat Tchila, meeting before Shabbos in the refrigerator. Come to Shabbos, take out the refrigerator, you put it on the fire. Throughout the symbols divide up, Sif Aleph is Shehiyah, Sif Beis and Gimel is Chazara, Dalet is Gzeres Bishul, and then Sif Hei is back to Nesilat Tchila. Now, really, to understand the study of the Sinul Chathilo, we really have to clarify the differences in the klal between Sif Gimel and Sif Hei. The idea of Chazaro versus the idea of the Sinul Chathilo. This can be an obvious theory over here, the Bialocho, and the answer will try to apply practically. First, Sif Gimel, we have a great Mordechai that writes, a person has a shul down before Shabbos, he wakes up Shabbos morning and sees his shul is boiling out. What is boiling out? What is the Eitzah? He says very simple, take the pot off the fire, hold it still in your hands, put a kisei matecha, the kdei rekonis, he says, an empty pot there, meaning the empty pot is upside down, and then put the food back. So in essence, the Machab brings down this Grace Mordechai, they have a kvele chazara, it's like a lancer, or yodik, now put it upon the karko, it has to be fully cooked, so it's sachas, they put it on top, and you have no problem with the sugim chazara. Adkan the Mechabi of the Kol Chazara, and you can make a blach on the Shabbos. I mean, the first Yisrael we see is that you let a cover something on Shabbos, let make a blech, let make a case of Gorof for Kotim on Shabbos. That's Yisrael. That means Pashas, the idea of Gorof for Kotim cannot do. Gorof means to remove the coals, you can't remove it on Shabbos. Kotim cannot do, you can put ashes upon the coals. So, how in the world do you make a blech on Shabbos? This is the Chiddush of Sif Gimel, that taking a Kedera Konis is the idea of Gorof for Kotim. Now the Pashas of the word of Goyis Mordechai is Gorof HaKotum, that's the Mishnah moving you down. Hagam the Chaz Nishmon says, Lav Dafkos working midin the din of Smicho. That concept of Smicho. But actually, let's leave it as a simple understanding, is Nichol to get up Gorof HaKotum. Now once we see these study, the person can make a blech on Shabbos, a Gorof HaKotum on Shabbos, what keli, what object we're discussing can make a blech on Shabbos? The case over here in Sif Gimel is a case of a Kli Cheres. Therefore says the Mechav of the Goyis Mordechai, Dafka case of Yishonov. If it's Chadosha, you have a Baya of being Malabin it, it's Mesakin it, it's at the end of Mesakin Mono. That's Biyakdera, Yishana Dafka. What about other objects? A Kli Matechas, can you take our metal pots and turn it upside down and use it as a case of a blech? It's Kamal Chaznish, he points out, when you get to the beginning of Simon Shin Yin Ches, the shadow over there of cooking up metal on Shabbos, what the halacha is. The Amam Shita is to get a metal red hot, it's a Baya of Mesad Bishel. It's a Bishel. Therefore, says the Chazanish, over here, since you can get your pot, be the cholopachos yatzla at this point, even though it's not get red hot like a kacheles, it's ke'in chachi shir, that's also metaro, and therefore to use a kli matechas, a kdei rekonis, as a matechas is also. Why? Because just like you cannot get to a level kacheles, it's ke'in chachi shir, when it gets to yatzla at this point, and you cannot use a block on Shabbos. You cannot put a block down on Shabbos. Come on, though. Bishul. Bishul, you heat up metal on Shabbos? Yes. Come on, Vachorinim. Come on, all of them come out the same idea. They disagree. First, the Moshe, the Shuvah Bab says, Bishul, you tell me the big fire. And the Shaykh, but Lecholpak, to get there, in the case of, I got health, it's red hot. Ech, Nami, maybe you tell me it's not get there yet. Maybe you alter. But here, you clean it up all day in a small fire, it will never get to the level of Gachalas. Why in the world are you asking it for? A Vachat, Lichol, and any Issa Shaboy. The way how Shlomo Zalman B'Yashiv ask it, with a Havana behind it, everyone understands the idea of a Chatzi Shir, is the idea of a Chatzi Melacha or Chatzi Yitzer. For example, to eat Balsam B'Cholov, you'll even Isma Tayro. So I ask my kids, what's the head of the eat Balsar? How can you Balsar? Chatzi Shir. Pesach Shabbos, all my kids asking, that's not Chatzi Shir, that's Chatzi Yitzer. It's the start of the Yitzer. Chatzi Shir is when you have Balsam B'Cholov, the Shir Gezayis, you have half of Gezayis. But missing the Yitzer is called Chatzi Yitzer. Missing the Malacha is called Chatzi Malacha. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman B'Yashiv compared to the idea of Dal Amis. The Malacha cannot walk Dal Amis on Shabbos, carrying something. The Malacha is two Amis and Mutter, even with Avon is Mutter one time. Why is the Mutter? It's Chatzi Shir. The Yisrael does know the Malacha is Al Yitzer Ishmael Koyme Dal Amis. It's called Chatzi Malacha. He also, one time, the same idea, if he did not get to Yad to being Mavushal, that did getting Yad Tzalas Boy, he's not the Yisrael as Chatzi Shir. Did not get to the act of being hot, being mavushal, that's like less of Michael Manasari. That's not Nichol Negeder of the Issa Bechlal at all. Boy points out Shlomo Zalman again after it, how will they ever put any pot down? Any pot that has food inside. So you also should have a baya. Mitzad the sugi mivashlo matechus over here. Therefore, Avochno also wrote a letter to the Chazanish. And he asked these questions. He doesn't understand what the world this should be also for. So the this from coming and say the Maisi can't put a black down on Shabbos. It's not shekh the Isser Chatzishir. Now, what he can't put a black down on Cheres Shono, but Teches, even they want to say a new one. What about putting down glass? So the Olatina and the Tshuva about, they do point out practically glass put down is going to explode. They don't do it exactly. The way they apply it practically is come on the Chodesh Shani says Pyrex. Pyrex is a special type of glass, how they preheated and they already made it in a way they would not blow up on a fire. And therefore, says the Chodesh Shani, even him was Machmul Chazanish, except for glass, that Avad is known by Abishal. Avad can put out that a Pyrex thing as a Blech on Shabbos.
Well, I can also turn red hot.
Glass?
Well, that's how they make it.
This is what he said, the Pyrex. Pyrex cannot get nothing can happen to it. That's what he says. Now, the Shaila discussed, what about my silver foil? That means, first, on the assumption that silver foil maisa is not muktzeh on Shabbos, when the case is pre-cut already. So the Shaila is, can you take, let's say you have your pot inside your chulent, you take it out, and you want to put it back. You have to have silver foil there. Can you put the black there on Shabbos? So first, the silver foil in your crack pot or on a hot plate in our Shaila, it never gets hot. It never gets a sorrow first. Not be shallow on those who make any black silver foil is the same thing. The only shallow is when you have an open flame and put the silver foil there. Probably they want to tighten it up by thin silver foil, it burns. Mamash burns. Therefore, Rabbi Yehuda brings down that you have a bayah making, burning and melting, or burning thin silver foil. You have a bayah like we would have said, my text gets hot, when hot, silver foil also would burn. And therefore, it says you cannot put silver foil on the open flame. On the open flame. It said, not on the hot plate, the crack pot, that about is fine. It will never get burnt. Those who want makel on any black. However, the Olatina wants to disagree, wants to say it gets wound, that's kilkel. It's a case of Rabbanon with a kilkel, which he sends you to a lochan simon shenidal sekon hei bad mogav rom, by one day Rabbanon's, maybe can be makel. But the Pashim ne Ashkenaz, by one day Rabbanon, we will not go the way, it will be machmer. It will help, because let's say something that's kotum, and then it gets removed. It still works. So, I'm sorry? If it will not burn, now they say thick silver foil, they won't burn, or again, you have to watch the silver foil we're discussing. If it won't burn, it's not a problem.
If Kalim Homer didn't show, there's no sign of what it would say, meaning.
That's a shallow we discussed. That was where we discussed raising the flame. That was a shallow. If you plan to change it, it's Nichol Yedah Gar V'Kotel.
And you know for sure it's
not going to last. So Ritva says not a problem. Okay. Shallow. Now, for Maisa comes out, we have all these cases you can't make a black on Shabbos. They do point out, Lahore, if you make a black on Shabbos, one of the is when you put a black on top of the fire thins out, spreads out. You have it on the stove top, and instead of going straight up, it goes out. So the question is, negate to the Astig of Alvaro, is that a bayam inside the idea that you're changing the shape of the flame? So the swarming down, and the Mumfum say, that in essence, the same amount of laws going on, just changing the shape of the flame is not a problem. One of the riots that we came across is that the Pesukim say to move a candle slowly off the table and make it fall down with the Seder. It flickers back and forth. The flickering just changes the shape, but the B'Shalom Zalman, the Chodshani, of us all say that's not Nichol Sigma Avara, it's just changing the shape of the flame, and therefore spreading out the flame is not a problem by putting the black down on top of it. So, for instance, one of you said, you let me put on a Gor for Kotum on Shabbos, let me make a Blech on Shabbos. Now, upon this idea of this, Goyes Mordechai, the case over here is the Gdera Konis, meaning it's an upstand pan, pot. And there's a chalal over there. There's a hole over there, there's a space over there. Building upon that, the question is, can you have a blech that has no hole? That means, the way how people have it, they have a flat sheet of metal they put on top of their stovetop, without a chalal. Is that be nichol in this same heter of being gar for kotum? So come on, Chaznish, now we're discussing on Shabbos, now we're discussing Erev Shabbos, we're switching cases. I mean, on Shabbos, Chaznish and Bayam stand metal. Coming to Erev Shabbos, he says another bayah. If it's straight, it's not nichol in the case of the Goyis Mordechai. He has two marmor cravings for this. One is the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin, when discussing putting something on top of the kira, Rashi says, and the bialocha being done at the beginning of the simen. The situation is on the kira is that you either put it on the walls of the kira on top, or you put a reshet, you have a screen on top of the chalal, and you're putting on top of the screen of the kira. In essence, you have a black there, a cover there, you're putting on top. That's nichol of Al Gabo. I need to have Gar for Kotum on top of that, or with that. So we see that the case of Al Gabo, which is not Gar for Kotum, Rashi says, is you have a hole of the Kira on top, and you put a Kisei on top, You put your pot on top of that, that's cool on top of it. That's not garfu kotum. As Gemara says, Rashi says. So here also you have the blech over here. So why is it's the same idea of a kisei? Should not be garfu kotum. One question. A second thing he points out, Rashi the sugyo, the Torah brings down the idea of being garfu kotum has to be ma'it achoyim. You want to tie that whenever halal there, so there it's ma'it achoyim, it's nicker, see? No achoyim, you have space, airspace. Mashenkim is straight down. It's not ma'it achoyim. It's not nicker than any mi'at going on over here. You need ma'it achoyim, not ma'it achoyim. So blech should not work. Therefore, if you ever go to Bnei Brak, they never have a blech on Shabbos as a pach matecha. They don't have a straight thing down. Chazal says also, either mitzad right from Rashi, mitzad svara, it's not ma'it achoyim. Ma'aseh kedua min klal Yisrael is not the way. Until the past 10-20 years, people in Chabura told me they never saw a pach matefes, because now everyone has hot plates. But it used to be, till the hot plates came around, that's everyone used. They used a pach matefes, the straight thing. This first come to answer Rashi, the Gdol HaKoyim say, what? Chov Nam is preferable. Without that, even without that. You should cover the knobs if you can. Now the pach matefes in America will all hang down and cover the knobs. And it's all, you have an option usually. Depends if you have how far your mouth works. They have the one that turns over now, right? Now they have the option.
Why didn't they make like a pot like what?
Why do that for? They don't need to.
So you can cook on
the same thing.
You
get a chumro.
Fine.
They put bricks in, they put on top of the bricks. They put bricks, they don't have matakas. They put bricks. Mazivo. They don't do pot matakas. Now, come along, and they answer back. First of all, they point out, before the Chazanish and afterwards, the Minikai Yisrael was to use a blech. There's a Mashak and Shuvah that way, there's a Kav Chaim that way, and afterwards, the Moshe, the Titzok, Chalatian, Shmir Shabbos, of Vosner, of Sturmbach, others. Of Vosner even made a letter to the Chazanish, he said he doesn't understand. The first of all, the idea of Ma'it HaChoyim, they're saying Rashi, the Torah needs, look at the Gois, Mordechai is not bringing down that one concept of Ma'it HaChoyim. There's no halacha need to Ma'it HaChoyim. I point out, some people have that lashon. So you look at the Drisha when it says Pshat Torah, it's only a simin that's a hekker shivoi. But the ikki aside from the Iran is the aside from the hekker. That means the mavucho, if the idea of ma'at b'chaim is neither or not, the Chacham brings it down, but is that the hekker that you need? Or that's just a way of making a hekker? We can make anything from a hekker. And therefore, Avos Matzaino, the Karfa calls him the way the hekker is ma'at b'chaim. By the case of the Pak Matecha, says Avosner, the hekker is what? The Pak Matecha itself. The Karfa calls itself a hekker. And Mi'at HaChoyim is not the definition of Garfa Kotum. That's he writes. Sounds away from the Jesus saying Pshat in the Torah over there. So Mavucha, if the idea of Mi'at HaChoyim, V'oi does want Taino, it is Mi'at HaChoyim, a drop, a mashu. Why you Chazal said you need a big Mi'at HaChoyim? Why need to be a nikkelein with Mi'at HaChoyim? There's a mashu Mi'at HaChoyim going on over here. That's beside the signal Mi'at HaChoyim. V'oi, beside one being a wife from Rashi, they point out the issue of Chalik Harbe. The case of Rashi is, you have a kiro. And you could have put a kisei over there. The derech was to put a kisei there and to cook on top of it. That was a normal thing to go do. Us, during the week, no one puts a blech. That's not the normal way to go do it. It's the case of a hecker. The vada is definitely the get of a hecker. Well, just to throw in the third point, Arlatian says, we discussed already all in the beginning of the sugyo. Then why in the world do we ever need a blech for at all? There's no chash shem b'chitoy. No one's stoking the flames over here. Elamai, where Machboy says, why? Mitzam minig. So Elotian, so fine, now we have the minig to be make with a blech. So actually, he threw in another reason, the Maisa, but Tarif, who said we even need a blech to use this? Therefore, the Nogan Klal Yisrael, excepting of Bnei Brak, the Nogan Maisa to have a blech from before Shabbos.
Bnei Brak, would they
hold that
a regular
hat
upside down
to
a blech?
It's, the word of the Chanish is at smicho. Upside down with a space will work. So yeah, that's the Mordechai, yeah, it's a gimel. They follow the Shulchan Aruch, yeah. So the Maisa, so it comes out, we have 3 points over here. Number one, came out, let's make a blech on Shabbos. Before Shabbos, a ma'aseh put a blech matechas, minig is ma'aseh to mekel. And what is nichlan to get a blech? Because the place can say anything that's even metal is nichlan to get a blech. Now, there is a mishnah brura over here discussing the idea. What? Yeah.
You can.
No, I said even before Shabbos with no space there. No. You can do it on, because Sim Kimmel says whatever you do before Shabbos, you do on Shabbos. Either one. Now, come along with Shimon and bring down the case of a mazivo. Just be a double, the story comes out from the sugya of mazivo. Mazivo, first definition is that first there are two different types of tanurim or kiras. There's mana chazal versus bizmana shulchan aruch. The case of a tanur, bizmana chazal, was basically there were two openings. There's an opening on the bottom, and there's an opening on top. Two different places where you can put the food. Therefore, it was a case of a triangle, Chaim Rav, and had its halachas. That's its kolam. Kemlum drama, Machabe, they bring down that our Tanumba's Mana Shulchan Aruch were different. They only had one opening on the side. That means there were salvos on two sides, a salvo in the back, and there was a salvo on top. Now, the salvo thing on top, the roof, is called, in the terminology, mazivo. Like every house has a mazivo, a plaster. Solid. You also, the roof of your oven is called mazivo. So, Kamal Mishbuan says, bring down those one taino. You want to put food on top of your roof of your oven, Bezman of the Shulchan Aruch, when there only was the side and not the top. So, maybe it's mutter. Why is it mutter? Just like in Sif Gimel, you can put on top of a Kedera Konis. Maybe put on top of mazivo also, the same idea over here. Why? Because people did not cook on top of mazivo. It's not the derech. People cooked inside and not on top. Bring down the Mishnah Berurah from the Yesh Oimim with the Mariel. That sign is no, that's not enough. Since why? Maziva is always there. You can't tell me there's a heck going on over there. Maziva is there for pile. You can't move it. You cannot disconnect it. So you have to put a piece of wood on top of the Maziva, and then you put your pile on top of that. Like, there's a heck. Why is it on top of the wood, on top of the Maziva? They point out two things. Number one, people will discuss, people have asked me this before, where's the record that says that our hot plates that have two settings, or our crock pots that have two settings, that need to bless. Mostly, I cannot see the flame. I can't see it. The coals inside the hot, there's a cover to it, there's a metal sheet over there. Now, since Mishmur over here is saying that, first of all, the case of the oven is always there, it's not a hecker. The fact that you cannot see it is not enough. You always have something that does not belong there, according to the Mariel. That's number one. Number two, even according to the first sheet that says Mishmur isn't enough, Maziva isn't enough, it's not only a piece of wood, the third of it is only white, because it's not normal. Maybe that's a hecker. Here, the normal thing is to have a crack pot, that's what you do. So either Shito, we chloride Mariel that you need a blef even in your crackpot. Agam, you cannot see the flames. And even for the first Shito, also Pash, you also see the blef, because that's where you cook. You cook inside the crackpot. That's the way of doing a slow cooker, making a chill. That's the normal thing.
Yeah, you can see the flames just not from that spot of the pot. It's in the door. It's not a lot. It's there, it's just not little pilots. Point on
the bottom. That's it. The point is what you're putting on. I hear the chilek, but pashas would be the same. You still don't have. You say that you're putting on top of something that cannot. That's nothing to do with the flame. It's not enough of a chilek. It's always there constantly. Fine. That's Sif Gimel. Come along with the lachat Sifay. We have to contrast the two. Is that first we have the sugya of the sinul chatchila. Now the issue of the sinul chatchila can either come from the story of a kol shekein from chazara. It's missing the kol of chazara. Chazara has to be daitalasa, edaviyadai, rutsachas. It's missing the kolim of adasasar. Or the Roshanim speak out more. The Rashi says that Mem, it's also mitzvah sugya mechzik mevashel. Mishmua the ground, the going being down. The Issa we mitzvah sugya mechzik mevashel. Why? Because the fact they taking out the refrigerator, you're putting it top of the flame. What do people see? People see the mice, the person is cooking on Shabbos. Once we have the Issa of the Sinul Chatchila, we'll get involved. I think there are seven different ways how you can do it on Shabbos. How can you do the Sinul Chatchila? So first, the Mechaber Tefei being down from the Ram, quoting a Rashi. It says, if the food is what's called tzarkoi, a case of a panadish. Panadish is basically a case of kreplach, meaning it's no lachluchis, it's no liquid there. It's only a case of a doughy thing on the outside and a piece of meat on the inside. You want to put on top of the piyakadeiro, you have food on inside with, you have a pot with food inside, but on top of that, that lemais is mutter. Why it's not derech bishul, and the side of the iser, mechzik mevashul. The iser is mechzik mevashul, not derech bishul, lemais is mutter. Adkan. So again, you're putting a top of thing panadish, this kreplach, a top of your kedera malay, which Mishmur says are ala ish, and then the mice is mutar on Shabbos. The question to understand this is: before we have a stira, a sif gimel, verse sif hay. The sif gimel, Betzim, it says, you want to put your food back on, you need a klalei chazara on top of this kedera konis. And sif hay says, you want to put your food back on with a full pot, the loch is no problem, you don't need klalei chazara. You have a gedera konis and sif gimel, and you need the klali chazara. You have a gedera mala and sif hay, and you do not need the klali chazara. What's the difference? A full pot, not a full pot. The maiso, you're doing both of them as the chore, not in mefzik mevashel. One you need the klali, one you don't need the klali. Doesn't make a difference.
Meaning there was a full pot that was already attached to before Shabbos.
Okay, so?
So? It's
true, so you put it there, but why do you need the klali chazara for? Yeah, not the official. Why did he call it the Zoyfek, the Prim Godim, and the Degmavava, and the Bialocha? It's not the official. What's the difference? It's true, the Metzius is different. What was before Shabbos on Shabbos? One is called chazer, one doesn't. Why? One is called chazer, one is called tefillah hatchila. Why is it two different stuff going on over here? So first, the halacha starts over the dekum of his teretz. He wants to say it's not derech to a field here. Says the dochuk. He wants to say the ikir is like the pirmigodim with tuv tam the yish lachalik. If it's an empty pot, then the whole idea of this pot being there is basically a kisay, a covering to this place that has a fire there, and therefore it's like garfakotum. Garfakotum need the idea of kloli chazaro. Mashenkein, if there's food inside, dova nifra dova b'fnei atzmoi. Therefore, it's a hefsek. It's not. Looks like an act over here of chazara, but looks like not an act of death. Fish will be mutter. Now, Pierre Dov, two different ways of saying it over. The way the Chazish how explains, Chotchani brings down, the Be'etim, when you have an empty pot over here, so when you have the fire and then an empty pot and then your food on top of that, in essence, what is cooking it? It says the heat of the kiro is cooking the food all the way on top. That's cooking it in an empty pot. Masha Enkein, when you have clear malay, the heat is cooking the food, the kedera with the food inside, and the kedera, the food inside, that's cooking the thing on top of it. That's not normal. Usually when you cook something, what's cooking? The fire is cooking. Here, the kiwa is not cooking. Here, the pan in between, the food in between is cooking. That's really not normal. That's really not messy at all. So, like we get to the halacha is you want to have a cremation. You take water into a cup, boiling hot, put your meat that's cooked inside, you let it on Shabbos, not messy kumavashal. Here everyone says, what's cooking over here? The chayim of the kedera is cooking it, not the chayim of the kiro. Why when it's full pot over here, that's what's cooking it. One way of saying it over. Another way how Avon says over in Tshuva, what he wrote to the Chaznish, is that this idea over here, when you have a kiro that's empty, in essence it's bottled to the kiro. It's bottled, it's not going to get a kedera that's empty, so it's bottled to the kiro. It's bottled. So nichol the gedav kisoy, it's a covering. Masha enkin, when you have a pot with food inside, it's never nifred b'fnei atzmoi. It's not bottle. You don't have a bottle the kiro. It's food. We're eating the food. This is a chelik of something nifred. If you have a kiro, a pot of food, and something on top of it. In essence, that's why it's not nichol in the gedder of a kisoy. It's nichol in the gedder of a nifred, and not mefsek kibavashim. So two ways to say over these studies, there's a chil between a full pot versus an empty pot. Now that means a person wants to take out of his refrigerator and put it on top of the blech, can you go do that? Savato, that the blech over there is nichol together of mamash aloch of Shulchan Aruch, Siv Gimel, that's also nichol chazara. Now, there is, just speak out, Chavadas who wants to be Mekel, Maisa ibn Ashkenaz go to Mishibruah, Moshe Rashiv about this case, others bring down, Avada, we are machmeh that you cannot take food out of the refrigerator for top of the blech. Why, that's mamash Siv Gimel, nichol chazara over here. Now, they do want to discuss how far to take this idea over here. Is that things, let's say you take rice out of the refrigerator and put it on top of the blech, that's one case. Let's say you take potato kugel or challah, and you want to put it on top of the top of your case of the blech over here. Challah be'etem is something you do a fear to, don't do bishul to. Potato kugel is something you do a fear to and not bishul to. So came along with Shlomo and he wanted to make one and say, Maisa, the blech is no place at all that a person ever puts things to cook there. Not place to cook. So it's nichol nadia, not mesik mavash at all. And even the sinel chatchila should be mutter. Should be mutter. A fear on the blech, on the open what?
Bake.
A fear. You're taking your challah and gravel and you want to put it to reheat out of the refrigerator on top of your blech over here. I'm right. Saying blech. Blech, rice is something to bishul to. What? No one bakes on what you do on a plane. You do bishul to it. You don't do a fear to it. Now, came along, Shlomazan wants to make Rav Yala wrote to him a couple of times to point out, Rav Yala says not the way. He brought down the teretz of the Dekum Vavar, says not Dek to a fee over here. And the Mishnah was saying that's not good, it's Dochuk. Says Shlomazan, you're right, Chosavoy, Mukhazer. There's no heter for the Bnei Ashkenaz. They start to have she wants to make all the Ashkenaz, the Mishnah says do not say this teretz. Now,
why would they say that in front of the Mirabot?
Yeah.
Why did they start going?
I know. Or of Kashu. I was mine to the Malach. It's no, they bring it down. Now, the Be'alach brings down a fear from the Dagmav of this Terah says, Dochok, he brings down this Malach. He says, no, yet neither Klal Chazar. Now, you can cook there, so you can. You know, that's not the Derek of doing it, that's not enough. It's the Mishnah is saying. The Mishavu is saying not that Derek is not enough to be close. There's really two things Mishavu's answer. Teretz is Mishavu's two things. Gimel Hay. Not Derek is not enough. You need not the derech plus a double nifrat. Nifrat, that's not a hefsek in between. You need two things over here, not derech. I didn't say half plate. I said blech of open a flame. I didn't get a half plate yet. I'm saying a blech right now. I'm saying simply a breath. We'll get the half plate. Now, this Shlomo Zalman and Shulchan Shlomo and Simon Shin Yud Ches is brought down. He was Maisa Mekel B'mach Matzarech in this case of a double fear. This is a Maisha Hoyo with my niece who is very 26 now. As far as I remember, I asked my brother to make sure the story doesn't remember exactly. As far as I remember, my brother lived in Shai Chesed. He was making Kiddush for his daughter. And they forgot to heat up the kugel for the Shabbos morning, so he went over to Shlomo Zalman and asked him, what to go do? So he says, very simple, take your pshagol and put it on top of the hot plates on Shabbos. Malcolm and Tarek, I mean, having a Kiddush, American Kiddush, I had to without pshagol.
Down
what? No, now you tell me, now again, I try to confirm it, this is all from memory. A long time ago, I wasn't the sugya that much then, but the Maisa, as far as I remember, could not confirm it. My brother remembers the situation in Be'erek, exactly what happened. But that was exactly what happened, and the Maisa brought down Shulchan Shlomo, Malcolm Tzarev, Kami Michael, was more Tzarev than the Kiddush. Not this case, yeah, terrible. Yeah, terrible, mamash. Yeah, could be, that was my Shlomo. So Maisa, even though he says, and the BL often not that way, Maisa, Malcolm Tzarev. Now, upon this, what? I heating it on a hot plate? Oh, we'll get to that now. We'll steps. That's first on now.
It was
a hot plate, as far as I remember. We'll get maybe another reason why. It's hard to remember, really. But upon what we're saying right now, we're saying basically there are two things over here. Number one, we have something that's a gdeir konis, an empty pot. The halacha is the klal chazara. When it's a full pot, the halacha is it's not nerf der official, lemaisa it's mutter. What the ulam seems to do, they take a pan, they turn it upside down, they put the food on top of their blech or the pot. If you think about it, it gets gdeir konis, and lechura they should need the klal chazara. And the ulam mice is not doing it. We have to bring the point out. The klal chazara is the amakdei rekonis, not the amolai. Yet the oilim, everyone knows, they take out the pickle from the refrigerator, or whatever they want to heat up, the dry chicken or the dry meat, and they can upside down, overturn pan, they put it on top of their blech or hot plate. How can they go do that? It's amakdei rekonis, it's Ziv Gimel. You need a klal chazara. So let's understand what the side of what the Mishmur is saying. Between the chilik amakdei rekonis versus amakdei amolai. So in essence, let's take one case first. Be very clear what we're discussing over here. We're discussing a case where you're taking your tefillah on top of a gedera konis on a blech. Not a hot plate right now. A blech means on a pach matechet on an open flame. Take that case first. That means the case of the Shulchan Aruch, mamas that case of the Shulchan Aruch, except on top of a blech. It means you already have the blech before Shabbos, and then you put an overturned pan on top of that. How does that work? The Kamlum, the Bavoz has a chew about this. He wants to tell me, what is the reason that people were being machmet Ziv Gimel? You know why? Because over here we have an overturned pot. It's bottled, nichol together with kisei. But when you have two things, you have a blech and an overturned pot. So what do you have? You have the kisei and a dove nifrat. You have two things here. Just like, what did the Mishmur say? Mishmur says, you need to not need a klal chazara. Number one, you need a kisei, you need a dove nifrat. I have a dove nifrat. What's my dove nifrat? I have my overturned pan on top of my blech. My blech is the kisei, and then I have a dove nifrat on top of it. Nifrat should not be a problem.
What about a
half? Well, step by step. So Maisa, that's what Vosim writes in Tshuva. They bring down the same Shlomo Zalman that way. Shmei Shabbos bring down the same Chacham Echad. And therefore, Rav Karp or Rav Ribiat and others want to go. The way of what on Piskei Tshuva is the Chayin Nerg, Yishlaim, the Maisa, it's Mutter, it's Nichol, Kral, Sif, Hey, did not need Kral, Chazar, not Sif Gimel. Al Tana Sheni, they come along and the Yom Zilber quotes the Vazan and says, what are you talking about? Let's think about it. If you had one black and a second black, two blacks on top of another, what is that? That is a thick black. So in essence, you have a Gdera Konis, which is a black. And you have a black itself, so you have a thick black. The whole idea in Sefei is when food is double different, stands by itself. So that's Echlami, something separate. Here in essence, you have two blacks. That's all you really have. It's a Gdera Konis is a black. And you have a hot plate that might say, and you have blech that's a blech. You have two blechs. What's two blechs? Fine, it's one entity, it's one covering. It's one thick covering over here. And therefore, The dicket hapa. I'm being very clear. It's not get hapla yet. It's on plech on open flame. Therefore, obliyashiv was machmer, and lotzi is machmer, the chodshani, the falks machmer, simcha bottom, then maisa machmer. They say the isoid of the mishabu is you need food. Without food, it's back to klal simcha gimel. That means again, an overturned pot, overturned pan with the oil like using, on a blech, it's machlikis, does it have the klal simcha gimel? One sifhe. This is more tiny, it's a blech plus the idea of a nifrod. Other side, no. The mice is there, it's reconnaissance, reconnaissance of the local simcha gimel. Next case, let's go to now to building blocks. Is the case where you have a case of only a plato, straight plato, nothing on top of it. You have a plato, no silful, no blech on top, has one setting, not two settings. What's the loch on that case? Can you put food and take out your pekul and put it on top of your plato on Shabbos? We discussed this by Shia, figure the place going, make hold on the track, and the plato, those say like plug. We discussed by Chazara, those want to say maybe it's Mechatik Mavashal. Numerous from Montana, there's no baya, no concern. It's like Kashi Gvava, Gorfa Kotim. But the Sinu Chathilo. Can you take out a refrigerator and put it straight on top of it? Come along the Yashil Avdi, he's the first one to discuss it. He says the Rabbim and the Shlemim are Maisim Shtamish and the Jabbis. Why? He wants a Taino, it's not Derek Dubishal. Just like the Loch and Sif Pei, things are not Derek Dubishal. No one on a hot plate ever cooks. Who in the right mind ever cooks on a hot plate? Unless it's Yontif, you're stuck, that's what you go do. Otherwise, no one goes to go do that. So therefore, it's not Mechtik Mavashal. It's like the idea of Sefei, the other Smuter. The simple bond says it on local mice that way. But the Sef, the Alkalaisif, the Vinam that way from Scheinberg, all the one Taino. On a hot plate, it's Sinach Hatzchila mice is Mutter. Straight. The simple bond says straight. No, it's not Derek to the Bishop, like Sefei. I tell Shani, Numus are going to point out, oh wait, Sif Gimel also not the Derek. Mishmur says not the Derek. That's still not enough. We need not the Derek with the Dov and Nifrod. With something in between over here. So why the Maisa are you being come along to be Mekel true there's a Ran that's brought down the Beis Yosef, something's not Derek for Maisa is good. Beis Yosef disagree with it, the person don't bring it down. The idea of not Derek in and of itself, it might be Machlis Rishen with the Beis Yosef. The person did not go not Derek is enough. With the Maisa Machma we need a Dove and Nifrod. Ain't Derek and a Hefstik in between. Where's your Hefstik over there? And therefore, the Bingnam from Azam said, no, putting the seal of Chila on a blech, on a plaque does not work. The Yashuv, the Vatzfayim, Shemir Shabbos, and the Vosner, Urcha Shabbos, there won't be Machmer. Vo'id come along Shemir Shabbos, when he asks him this question, he says, no one cooks there? I know, Svadim cook there all the time on it. Now, I don't know what Svadim do in the house. He says, they cook on the hot plate. They do cook upon it. Vo'id people tell me, caterers, they cook upon it. People do. So, maybe, come along with Moshe, the Shuvah by Moshe. Moshe says, now I didn't ask Mamash's question. The Sinu Lachachil on your hot plate, what's Allah off? Now the question was, Shol Ithim, it's not possible to cook upon it. But Moshe came along and said, it's Mutter. Moshe, the Shuvah thing, it's Mutter. The Mavucha among the Talmidim, what do Moshe matter? Came along and said, Amorcha and the Issa, Ruven. If Ruven wants a Taino, that really depends. It seems to be there are different types of hot plates in the market. The type of Moshe being Mekel was one that was not possible to cook, said the Ruvain. It's possible to cook, like Alex certainly can cook. People tell me in Yontif they'll cook in a hot plate the eggs. People can boil up water upon it. And Moshe is not mocked in this case. Ruvain Sefraim, tell me Moshe quotes also in Lachar Shabbos, Titus, that in America there are hot plates that are only warmers. Not like in Israel, the hot plates are all cooked. No, they're only warmers. They say they don't get the Yazdas, but whatever that is, they're only warmers. They say, I've not seen these hot plates. That's what the river is farming down. It's only a case of a warmer, and it's not cooked over here. Therefore, that case, what Moshe says, but if it has the E. Epsilon Spashal, that's what he's making. It's the Esher, Mechtik Mavashal, has the concern of the idea. You need a Klamas of Gil, not Zephay. I tell Hashem in the Isra, Vaida says, I asked this question of Moshe. I present him that way, but he's making on everything. The study is what has to be Mexican Russian. Who the world cooks on a hot plate? I can be cooked, so what? The force says, Moshe told him, no, everything in the mice is mutter, whether they can or cannot. Therefore, if Simcha Bonim brings down, and the Ribia brings down, they kind of, when Moshe held, everything is mutter. Our hot plate says, the Sinu Chathil is mutter. Let me know, Rabbi Simcha Bonim says, you want to do the Sinu Chathil in your hot plate, says mutter. You know why? Well, Moshe. Quote some Moshe. That's my mokum. That's my mokum. So Maisa comes out to the Mavucha and the Talmidim of Moshe, Ruvain and Rav Tzvayim will be Machmer, either one will be Mekel. What will Moshe be Mekel? What haplek he was discussing? One that cannot be cooked upon? Or one that's not the death cooked upon? Maisa, There are two sides among the place games. To me, it sounds like moving the mishmur to be machmer, because the idea of not derech should not be enough. The idea of ain derech plus the case of a yidava hefsik or nifud in between. The maisa, what seems to be what the moin am does, is very simple. Let's just take two names over here. Let's take Rav Ozner and Simcha Bonim and not make them equal anything. Just making something simple over here. Came with Rav Ozner and we met them discuss two questions over here. A case of a plato, you put it straight on the ceiling at chilo. In the case of an empty pan, can you do on top of a blech? Came with Rav Ozner, Rav Ozner says a plato put straight on maisa also. Came with Rav Ozner says an empty pan turned over on top of blech, the maisa is mutter. Came with Simcha Bonim. He said, put on top of a plaque, the maisa is mutter. He says, but if there were kunis on top of black, the maisa that's osir. Punk for Kepfer of Osir. And he quotes the Vosner, he argues with the Vosner. He says, Mishapura. Mishapura says, there were kunis osir. He says, thick black over here. They point out what the ilum seems to be doing. They take a hot plate and they have an overturned pan. In essence, they're getting one or the other. They get come out everybody, not everybody, Mamish. There are two separate machlakes going on over here. There's a plaque of a heter, and the Sinat Chilo. And the second machlok is an overturned pan of a head to top of something that's a blech. A hafla is a get of a blech. It's not a sugil of chazarashin. It's a head of gorf or kotim. It is a blech. It's not shemir chatim. It's not shaykh shemir chatim. So in essence, you're getting either one machlok is, getting a vozim being makel. You know why? Empty pot works. On top of a plato, some of says it works. Now, I found one safer with machlok for both. You know, Mazil was machlok for both questions. He won't have this head. But the moin am, what they seem to be doing, they're taking an overturned pan atop of a plato. Why can he got come out everybody? Come on, everybody. That's the one I'm does. Platter, straight down.
No,
Blech is machmer. You cannot put an empty chair. It's clear color. That's the gimel. You call it chazara. You quote the ball. It says no, but it's also.
Can you smash down the pen?
So, depends who sheet you're going in, but yeah, we'll probably just smash it down. If it's not a nifra, before you can. What? He says that the idea of the Peshat of the Mishnah Brewer is a blech plus, right, two things here, a blech plus an empty pot, of an ifrit over here. Now, if you, the people who do it on top of blech, they're going with a Vosner, not with Simcha Bonim. By a hot plate? No, Chanami, according to Simcha Bonim, will hold, won't work, but he holds a Simcha Chilah, it works. Saying, you have two reasons why you make on your hot plate as an overturned pan. Two separate reasons. They're not always ever said.
Okay, well,
if you don't hold either one, like the vanilla is mach for both. Right? Right? So then maybe hold the vanilla's reason. So if you hold to be mach for both these questions, like the vanilla is zilber, Echalami, you won't have the center. What is doing? Echalami, you won't have the center. The Vosner says he has that, and I have this one. I'm going to have this one. These are two machlokes that are chosen both sort.
The Vosner would say that though by
I picked two names just to show that they're opposite sides.
The
half-plate
is bad, nothing has bad. The glass has a half-plate, meaning the half-plate itself is the heating element.
Imagine
heating glass.
Still, it's the idea is it's Gorifikotum, as a mild Gorifikotum with an overturned band.
It wasn't the fact that there's a double.
I understand. Listen, I think it's the same way there. It's Gorf for Kotum as a Mal Gorf for Kotum. I think. It is accurate.
No.
I think it works the same way. But actually, I don't remember. No, I didn't bring down one of the cases. By Plato, he was Machmer. Yeah, he was Mach also, both it seems. He's also Mach, yeah. Now, it comes along that those who do an overturned pan on top of a blech, those say you can't. However, let's say you have your crockpot, for two settings, and then you want to put your overturned pan inside your crackpot. What's the look in that case? That's the gimel, Nikola Kazora. I see people do it, they think of an overturn. Pot on top of my hot plate or on top of my black works. It doesn't work on your crack pot. Because your crack pot is a gimbal. And empty, you take your cylinder out. People want to heat up their challah shudas. What they want to do, put things inside. They take the overturned pan, they put it inside their crock pot and they put their challahs on top of that. That's mamash of gimel. So gimel you call it chazara.
But if it's on top of
what?
Why do you call it?
Yeah, but blech it works. But you call it chazara. You need to lachzor edib yoto. You have to be osachas. You call it chazara. No, so if your crock pot has a blech, then you have an overturned pan. Then you go, well, this machloek is over to go bottom. There's a Bosner. There's a Bosner. You have a Bosner Shita. Yeah.
If part of the chal was not on the pan, it's too big and too small.
Shouldn't make a difference.
So to make this, you need the whole thing to be on the pan?
I don't think one should make a difference.
Well, as long as this is accurate,
heck, these colors are Zara. It's a Gimel again.
No, I mean, on the top of the
page. Yeah.
If you put a pan there, and then you put your chal on it.
Well, that shouldn't make a difference either.
You don't need the whole thing to be on the
pan. Now, fine. Other term they discussed was just again, similar to Chilo. Yeah, it was possible. So the other term, the Mechaber Shin Yuches Sif Tazvah brings down also something Eitzel Maduro has no Bayah in the Simchat Chilo. The idea is why? Because something that's Isis Mechzik Mevashel, something next to a flame, Maisa is not a problem. Another Eitzel for the Simchat Chilo is there's a Mechaber also Simchat Shin Yuches Sif Dalid over there discussing that, let's say you want to warm up your meat. He says take a clean rishon to warm it up. For example, let's say you want to warm up your meat, you said take water from urn, boiling, put it inside a cup, God bless you, and put your meat inside. It's not messing with washing, that's not how you usually cook it. It has to be fully cooked, else it's an official. I'll tell them about the seal and chila.
As opposed to people who make a roast, that would be
in a case where you do not have a sugya of bishul, all meat on the sugya of seal and chila, this takes care of the bayah of the sugya and the seal and chila. Another case they discussed is what about can you heat up things on a radiator? So there is a question to Rav Moshe and the Sfar bring down a Vosner and the Shabbos also bring down a radiator is not the place to bring Mavashal, not the Derech. And you want to heat up things on your radiator in our house is not a problem. I got my brother's Zero, they had two radiators, one was Milchiks and one was Pleishiks. They're Miyakadim for the whole year, that was their ovens. I still don't think that's nothing to get of Derech to Mavashal, but that's what they do and no one else seems to do it. I always get a smile out of my brother's case. So if Nichol in their place, they need to have Blex on Shabbos. They might have had one Felix and one Felix. No, but we see there's certain things that are out of the parsha. Not much, like, not. Clean Rishon is out of the parsha. Certain things out of the parsha. They do this, we'll say, that, however, let's say it's a place that is irradiated but the derech to cook there. That's the case of Sefei, a case of a, the Bais HaChorif. If it's also, if someone can't cook there, Echanami, then you'll need a klal. There'd be a case that's not derech to cook there at all. A little bit could cook there, you have a bayah. I see a chiddush that put down on the Yashiv. Can you warm up your challah on top of your dud mayim? Why not? The ma'aser should be like a kdeira re'malei that you're warming up your challah on top. You want some mechalik and say no. Over there, the fire is one place. Your food on top of it. So it's on top of that. Here, the whole urn is one thing, and betzim your fire is on top of the one thing over here. The crack pot is the pot inside the heating elements.
No.
By the crack pot, we have the walls around it. The food's inside, and the chal is on top of your crack pot. Here, what do you have? You have one urn. Urn's all one thing. The cover is all part of the urn. And you put the chal on top of that. In essence, where is your hefsek to the flame?
It's
on the kisa. So what? That kisa is a tuffle. It's a top of the chilek of the urn, not chilek of your water. It's chilek of your urn. That's true, but that's all one thing. It's like one oven, it's one entity, and it heats up the whole metal thing. He tells you here on top, that's why you put your chal on top. So you want some mechadish, which I didn't get, just look around and see what the chalkim are. I know the Moin Am does not seem to do that, they don't seem to worry about this. I mean, this certainly is an interesting idea why to worry about this concept. When you put your chal on top of your urn, it's one entity, it's not mamish sefei. You can argue the point. It's certainly not the case of the hay per se. What?
The urn has a cover on
it. Right, that urn is a tuffle to the urn. It's part of the urn.
No, but in case of the shem has had no cover.
Dud maim chashmal is. No, it means there's urn. The urn. A
replica.
No. He means the regular urn you have in your house that you plug in. Regular that you plug in, you want to heat up your chalas. People heat up the chalas. What's your turn? No, dud maim chashmal. Urn. Regular urn. Regular urn. A regular urn. Is it Sif Pei or is it Sif Gimel? He wants kind of Sif Gimel, which I hear why he's hanging for. Yish Lodin is a Cholkim over here. Right now, I'm seeing to you make over here. Now, this is the oil where they also they heat up the challah two places. One on top of their urn, which we actually says there's a bayam tzad, we call it chazaro. One people heat up on top of their crack pot. There is a side point you do have to know that if you do it straight on top of your crack pot, but there are chlal, it's fleishiks. Therefore, you get them on the shayla making your dread fleishiks. Now, mitzad, if you eat it in one suda, there's no problem. If you're not eating one suda, machalik the place can you make your bread and fleishiks for chlal. And the oil you do have to know any bread that's left over. One Shabbos, one meal, that Shabbos. People left over. And if you do sometimes leave over, your question, can you make a fleishik? Some say you go look at this man and feel. Some say you look at this man even afterwards. Well, you have to know your chalas fleishiks. The Eitzel, everyone says, very simple. You want to heat up your chalas on top of your crack pot, put silver foil there. If it goes in the clearly, right, does not transfer. So put your chalas on top of the silver foil on top of it. Make sure the silver foil is not on top of the whole thing outside the kimono. But then what you should do, make sure your chalas not your fleishiks, put silver foil over there. Sorry? It is Pleishik, but you don't have to wait 6 hours to come to some place.
It's
no, according to him, he says it'll be the same problem. He says he called it Chazara on top of the urn. He can do a Chathilo, yes. But you're right, in this case, you can do a Chathilo. Even though they argue, I think in this case they'll agree. Especially because I'm getting involved that the cover is usually glass, and just like going through all the tzuv. Now, can you have your hot plate or any cooking element go on the Shabbos clock and put the food there beforehand? Meaning, if you put it there when the fire is on, if you have a bayav, kol chazar, or tzim chatchilo, can you have the crack pot off or your hot plate off and put the food there? And an hour later, it goes on. So, the sugya of grama. Kamal Khanishan says, you have to understand the idea of Chazar and Silat Hilo, the issue body is not to go do it. The issue is to have it. So he says, whether or not you have the right to go do it, but since you cannot have it, the moment the Shabbos clock turns on, you have to get it off, take it off. So the reason why it's different is that Chilbjin Erev Shabbos versus the case on Shabbos. That's the one saying Pshan Khanish discussed it. On Shabbos is Mitzad Chazaro. Mitzad Shehiyo, you have to take care of Shehiyo. We said it only is one setting. One thing is no bayam tzad to give shiur. Yes, by the coffee when you're doing everything before Shabbos, and you know a bayah of shiur mitzad is only one setting, so to give shiur. So the Shabbos clock going on, that's why the place is going to be meikel. Again, the others want to say maybe you could award to be machmer. You have to learn the halachah of simushin chavav sefalub over there, but the lapayis can seem to learn it differently. How to understand? And maybe awarded a special gzera to get to your coffee, which I did not mention that part. So, might at one time to have your Shabbos clock to go on mitzvah. So you go to Sinat Chilo. The place might to ask from the Chadnish, from the Chazitzok, from the Yashiv, or from Shabbos and others. Might to get the Sinat Chilo, which came out. We have really seven things how you can do on Shabbos. Or they discuss one is a Gdei Amalei that's before Shalosh. They can do that Sifrei. The case on top of Plater is Machlokes of Poiskim. The case of a Gdei Rekons on top of Lech is Machlokes of Poiskim. A fourth case, a Gdei on top of a Plato, that seems to be the Moin Amosius Yumekel. A fifth case is not derech like in the radiator, lamai says mutter, in the clearishon lamai says mutter, in some cases connected madur lamai says mutter. What's usher is a Shabbos clock is usher, the reikonos, the klali chazara, ukedoimo. Now, just since the swarm all discussed over here, the lochas of a blech per se, again, even though in the house tells me they cannot never use a blech, just quickly, what the club on again to moving things around on the blech. Again, I'm not sure if anyone even uses a blech anymore, but man is there. Oh, one guy. Again, all the younger, you can see by already who said they do, different generation. The younger generation don't even know what it is. They told me again, they never even saw it. Come guys, the word told me, never saw a blech. But Lamaisa, there's the kids are on the blech, the way the swarm seem to go, there are three different places on the blech, how to moving around on Shabbos. Now, some swarm bring down four, some bring down five. Let's make it simple. There are three places on a blech. That means, let's say, for example, you have four burners on your stovetop. You lit only one for Shabbos. One for Shabbos. Now, that means you have one place, can be ala ish mamish. You have a second place on your blech, that's yad sledes boy. You have a third place on your blech, in the back corner, that's not even yad sledes boy. You got three different things on your blech. One's not yad sledes boy, one is, but not ala ish, one's ala ish. Let's make those three levels over here. Now first, what is Yad Sledes Poi? ain't kamen koyma. Let's make it l'chumra. That's what I'm saying. Anything above 110 until 160 is nichol together of l'chumra one yad plus boy. That's what Moshe writes. 110 to 160. All these good different numbers, but that's the getter of l'chumra both ways. So first, if let's say your food is on the ish and part of the food is off the ish, kamen l'svarim avozer has a letter to Erev Shabbos and Vlad, you can move around on the ish itself. Once the part of the food is off the ish, part is on, you can move from off the ish to on the ish. That's a valid posture. Let's say your case over here is that the food is only in a mock miyad slash boy, but it's not on the ish. Can you move from miyad slash boy to the case that's on the ish? The Kamal of Moshe has a truth about this, he says, since the yad slash boy is shaykh to the ish, it's all one mockum, and the vadi can move it around. Shlom Zaman also goes this way. Again, I see the Archa Shabbat said Shlom Zaman was only saying it for mockum limit schos. I'm not sure why that's so. The Maestro, the Moshe says you can move from Yad first boy to on top of the Ish, Yashiv, to Yatsiv, Eiv Tshuva. Again, those disagree, but the Ikka Pais can say you can. The Nafkamina, why people do that for, is negated the Sugi of Agoso. The Luntar Agoso, the Locha is you cannot stir Allah Ish, cannot take food Allah Ish. However, what you can do, you can move it off Allah Ish and put it still on the hot plate, and then take out the food to stir over there, because then it's not Allah Ish Mamish. That's why people put a shlala ish. Now, if you do that on the Shabbos, that you want to go from al ish to shlala ish to yad slash boy and back to al ish, then come along the swarm and say avada that place avada can be put back because there it's all one thing. That means the whole shayla I'm discussing you started before Shabbos shlala ish, putting it back al ish. But back and forth avada you can't do that on Shabbos the kol hadeis. And what about in the case meimavuch is in the case you put in the back corner before Shabbos? The back corner, it's not mocking Yad Slash Boy. Can you put it now on Yad Slash Boy or Aleish? That's the main Mavuch among the Paiskim. The Moshe of the Vadi can't, why? Can they call a character? Not Yad Slash Boy, it's walking on the ground. That does not count. No, again, three cases. Aish, Yad Slash Boy, and cold. Mamish cold. It's not cold, you put your hand, it's warm, but that's all it is. Not Yad Slash Boy. The Moshe says, you cannot. Dine Fisher and Chuvah of Simcha Bonim, the English form went that way. The Rabbi Yatay kindly cannot based on the Moshe. Atal Sheni, the Bignam of Mishlam Zalman, and others, the one tiny you can. There can be three different reasons. Either one tiny is Nichol Negedev Oy Dev Yodoy, or the tiny is Nichol Negedev, it's one Dovah, but they are to or one entity, this blah over here. Or Mitzad the Sugya, the Holy Lamb, moved from the sum of Tal Gabo, and therefore there are those one tiny, the person can move from not Yad Slash Boy to the case with Allah Eish Mamish. Now, practically, it's most blech don't even have that stage of not Yad Slash Boy. Unless you go to number 160. 110 commands is not going to happen that way. Maybe you can make Sveikis out of it. Yishlotim. That's the kitzur, what came out inside applying the blech practically. The last thing in the Shulchan Aruch is that it's Sigim Amir Lenofi. Now, we discussed this very last month, Parichas. What really comes out over here is really the two things over here. The case that's Yovesh and the case that's Lach. There's food that is not a sugiv ein bishul acha bishul mutter, and one of the mice is also. Now first, Kamalim Mechabin says the negate the loch of meal nafri says a klal over here. Anything that's also for you to go do, you cannot go tell a goy to go do it. That's a klal you have to know. Bishmuah says even my case to do abonim. I mentioned already we learned the sugiv meal nafri that gave a shir back 12-13 years ago about all their term negate to meal nafri. There's a rub in the shir for shiva smear, and he came over to me and said, I said the whole entire chabur wrong, whole thing wrong. I said something wrong. So he told me, yeah, Vadi said it wrong. You have to settle off, it's Osir. People do not know it's Osir. Kaka, over the years, I found out people do not know Amir Lanochi. It's a Chumrah, like Lashon is a Chumrah, Gamma's Potsdam and Tyro. But this is one of these Chumrahs people think that, no, we have to figure out how to go do it. People are Machma for it. No, Amir Lanochi is Osir. Where does it say it? This is where it says it. It says it black and white. This is Makar. And then the Yik Natu cannot go tell a guy to go do it for you. It's Osir. Now, once it's Osir, there are Klolim when he can. With its correct properties, how to apply it. But Vada first is also. Now, come along with the Bialoko, and Mingdan of Primagon discusses that we learned away last month that Simon Shin Zayin Sefei came along with the Mechab and says that even though the things are not also Mir Lanochi, but when it's a Dirabonon, a Shvus, then the Aloka is a Shvus by either a Chayla, Mixed Chayla, or by Hefsim Rubo, or the case of Mokka Mitzvah, Shvus, Mokka Mitzvah, the Maitre is Mutter. Dirabonon, with any of these three cases, the Maitre is Mutter. If so, Kamal the Prima Gondam says a very simple reason why a person can't take their Dover Yovesh and do it in the Sinach HaTchila. What is the Sinach HaTchila? It's in the Rabbanon. But let's say it's the case of meat. You need it for Shabbos. It's Mokka Mitzvah. So let's assume it is a Tzarek Shabbos. Talking about what the definition of Tzarek Shabbos is. We discussed that already in Simchat Chofetz of Yod. assume something that we're discussing with the Sarah Shabbos, says the Prima Gomit, it's Shvosh to Shvosh, that a guy is going to go do on Shabbos, the Maite is Mutter, Mok Mitzvah. Prima Gomit is not too happy, he says, Ain't Gorim Boy, Prima Gomit is down, don't yell him. The Maite, the end of the day, Mishvah says, Yesh, Lismach Lov, Sarah Shabbos, see Michael. So the Mishvah is coming out, Lokal Maite, Bika, there's what to be Sarmi Khan, that a Dovah Yavash can tell a guy to go, Sarah Shabbos, to go heat up for you on Shabbos. Come along, Chazanish, there's a star in everyone's Mishnah Berurah. And Chazanish says, no, Yesh Lachal Karbe, true, it's mutter, but in the gate of the Kol Yechazara, the Lacha is not that you cannot do it, you cannot have it. So fine, the guy can put on, and what do you have to do? You have to remove it. The guy put it back on, and you have to remove it. And the guy put it back on, and then again you have to remove it. So there's no issur of doing it. The issur doing it, the guy can do it. The issur having it, you have to remove it. They even want to say, Echanami, you do not have this set over here. Now, Lav Dafka, the Mishmur disagrees and says, the Lacha of the issur Chazara, those one time the Mishmur is arguing the Chanish, the set of Chazara. He said the Chazara is not the act of having it, the act is doing it. Not Mucha, you can say, the Pshan the Bialocha, is that if you can do it, a body can have it. If you can't do it, you can't have it. In this case, you can go do it. If the act is allowed to be done, a body can have it. You could say this argument specifically in this case. In this situation, he's being Michael. Maybe this is to have it per se, usually. But actually, in the we have a Shalah, a Dovah Yavesh. According to Mishnah Berurah, you can do a Shwashish with Mokhmet and Sarf Shabbos. It's Motor. Chanish wants to argue. They gave the case of Lach, meaning you have a chulent over here that has liquid to it. Well, let's say you have a soup over here and you want to heat it up. So come on, the Mishnah Berurah says that we have Machlokes of Locha is the official Lach official by the case of Lach. The Simish Niches, the Mechabes Machmor, the Amor, seems to be Mitzad and Lahokul. He says that over Lach Shastalin Gamma, you have to be Machmor. But Mice is not that simple, is that so or not? And therefore, Me'ein Loy Eitzah Acheres, says the Mishmur, Efshad Yesh Lesmoich. You have no other option, and maybe there's what to be Samech upon it. Now, come to the Chaznish, and he says, well, if you're coming from the Sugya, oh, that's the only issue of the idea of Lach, then Chanami, be Motor. Because the whole Shita of the Ramah is that there will be Mchoshim, the other man, the Omar, that says, is there a Bishlach Alach? But let's see, it's only Chumrah. So, Vadja, if you take care of the Kloli Chazara, which let's say you do a case of Kter Moli, or let's say you do a case of Samoch, Echnami, Motor. That means the Chanesh that brings down this argument of the Shmur over here, forget you can be Mekel. If that's the only Bayam, it's a Sugi Lach, Avadi can be Mekel, the meal and Ochri. Why the Kloma meal and Ochri, but something that's only Chumma Amma, Avadi can be Mekel. That means he disagrees with the Mishmur two separate Machlikson, which are not Kali Zebazet. One is the Gate to Yavah, she says, Lachumra, he writes. The Vadi of Bayam says to give Chazara. The Gate to Lach, he says, if you, Mishibur, want to assume what you think is correct, don't say, in Eitzah Cheres Yishlus Machalzah. No, it can be Michael, it's not me, Michael. Why? Because the Lach is like in Bishlach of Bishl, by Yavah, Shud and my Lach. I am also Machmer, it's a Chumma, by Mil and Ochi, Machmer, and Chumras. You will mach Mil and Ochi by Kitzach Hashmal, Chumras over here. No, it's Machalid Apais, can be Michael, we send Machal over here. No, this is even Sina Chila. They're discussing the Sifa and Sina Chila. That's what the Chazanish says. The Issa Sina Chila can't have it. It's the same idea. He admits. I mean, you have to. No, Sina Chila also. They can't have something on Shabbos. Even, let's say you do the Sina Chila on Shabbos. Issa. You still have to go up to the Kol Chazara. That's evidently. So, Maisa, it comes out that, Baker again, we have a Mishnah that says, by Yovish, you can. Lach, Ulay, you also can. Maisis, can you do it? The Maisis, we don't do these things. We don't do it. However, it comes up, not me, but by relatives, or somehow certain hotels which you should not go to usually do this, these things. That's how we ever wonder how to have to. In the morning, in essence, they're semich on this idea, the Chidor, others over here, being now the concept to Michael. They're coming from this avenue. So, Vada, we don't do this in the house. That's not a correct thing to go do. All the sermon down the way. But there's certainly what, as words people go to in Gurum Boy, not to make a Mokho, and not to make Shalbayas issues, there's certainly a Marmokum why people are being Mekel. Certain places, they take Talagoy to take food out of the refrigerator and put it on top of a flame in Shabbos, or a flame in Shabbos. They do the Sila Hachila. You ever wonder how you get hot things Shabbos morning? They don't leave the whole time. Certain places, Mamash Talagoy. They say, Mabayash, which was Mokhmitz, or the guys got to eat. No, we have thousands of people. They do, by Yovich, they say, Vada, we can lock them on time. Ain't it a Harris? We don't tell, ain't it a Harris? What do you want us to go do?
Is it better if you don't tell the guy, you just tell him Joshua? Like the guy knows by himself.
We don't do these things. We don't do these things. There's no such thing in a hotel. Well, let's have no. So you told him, that's his job.
Never told him.
Yeah, yeah. You know, we have no food on Shabbos morning. We have no food. Do whatever you want.
No, you're not.
What are you thinking? Come on.
You're not like set up the situation. Why?
I don't remember saying that. You have shown me. What? Oh, no, so it's warming up. He didn't pick it up. It depends. Let's say the fire was put on by Yid. There was a timer. Right? It's a timer. Let's say the Yid put on the hot plate, right? Or the timer put on. You hold the head of time by Mishal Akam. Or you hold the Shokam Akam. Whatever you want. It's fine. It's fine to have an issue. They have a problem. So, again, I know places that told me I miss Mashkiach, and they say, Inla Isa Cheres, but yeah, that's the portion of Mishabu, I'll let go do it. Fine, so Yishol would mean Inla Isa Cheres. But certainly what not to create issues out of it when it's shown by things, Mashem, not worse than that. Now, just a sign to point out, let's say a person came over to me, he came over to me on the Shabbos, he took out his crack pot from his children from inside the crack pot, he put it down, gave food to everybody, and then he put it back inside. There was no lining inside, there was nothing there, and he didn't want to eat that for that much Shabbos. Didn't have any Kol Chazorah. What's the law in that case? No Kol Chazorah. So let's first think about exactly what the issue over here is. Let's take the round sheet that's brought down three times by more than Minik Shi Mekel. That's six Kol Chazorah over here. Oh, he's hot. He wants to eat a hot one. He reheated on Shabbos. He did Chazorah. Yeah. He took out Shabbos morning. Same question. Friday night. Same thing. Same question. Same shallow. He wants to eat Shabbos morning. Same question. Same shallow. What? Same question. Yeah. Fine. I want to answer that question. I was just operating. The same question. Same with that question. He tells me he does it all the time. He told me. He told me he does it all the time. What? Yeah. So same question. Same challenge. So let's analyze what the problem is. Let's take the Ran Shita. Come on, the Ran. Anything wrong he did? The Ran might say six Kol Chazorah. Number one, Daita Lazar. He does all the time, water, right? We don't even need Daita Lazar. Who cares? Don't need Daita. You need Oida Biyada? Don't need it. But what's called Sarkar? What's called Sarkar? You need Kol Beshel. Atu Isachas. Machloik is the Bialoko, the Goyin, verse the Magavam, is in Chazorah, in Beshel. The Goyin Maskono, which Shmuel seems to go with, is a Din Abishal. So fully cooked, should not worry about what's the case of Yavish. Right? So if it's a dryer chillant, something like that, or maybe you get involved with the Seer of Lach HaKalach, that situation, Kod Mishabura, let's say it's a dry chillant, no problem. So Elamai, what he left with, Teicha, it was because why he cracked by another Bayah Teicha already. So, only question you have Gorfa Kotum. He has no black there. Let's analyze the Seer of Gorfa Kotum for a second. Does the Ran make on Gorfa Kotum or not? Does the Gran need Garfa Kotum on Shabbos? He says, of course. Come on the base Yosef and says, who argues in the Ran? Who argues Tosfos in the Rosh? Tosfos in the Flamavon base in the Rosh that says that the whole idea of Garfa Kotum you need from Erev Shabbos and on Shabbos, the fact that the Tosfos in the Rosh says you need the idea of Garfa Kotum on Erev Shabbos and Shabbos, they're the ones who argue in the Ran who's discussing Daita Lazar for Oida B'Yadai. They're the ones who argue. In fact, the Tiladav and all the acquaintance. Well, why is the Tosfos and the Rosh arguing around? The Rosh is discussing Daita Lazar Oed V'Yadai, and the Rosh is discussing Garfa Kotum, a different column over here. Said Tiladov, you know how that, why is he saying that the Beis Yosef? Because he holds the Beis Yosef that you need Kol Chazara on Erev Shabbos. Not only Garfa Kotum on the Rosh sheet of Erev Shabbos, he Daita Lazar on Erev Shabbos. You need the idea of Oed V'Yadai on Erev Shabbos. Came with Mishavu and says, no, we don't. Going face of Shabbos, we do not need Erev Shabbos, which we're always on the seal of David. So back to the question, why in the world is the base station saying, Tosfos and Rosh are on the Ran? So the only thing you can give is the other way around. The Ran says, do not need Garfa Kotum on Shabbos. And the whole mission is discussing only on Erev Shabbos. And who says that? The Choshulchan writes this. Who else says that? The Chidol says it. Tashpat. I looked at Tashpat. The Tashpat says, that's Pshat in the Ran. And he says, V'chin noy Klal Yisrael. They don't worry about Garfa Kotum on Shabbos at all. Tashpat that way. Yeah. You don't need Garfa Kotum in the Ran Shito. Yeah. Same, yeah. He says that. And then Teshbat says that.
Now,
No, the Mishmur I don't remember what he says. Oh, he said the word Kulamas. I wasn't sure what the Kulam meant for me. But, okay, could be. But Mike says there is an Urcha Shulchan, and there is Sashbats. So come along, if you take out Shulchan Friday night, and you put it down, you don't even plan to put it back, you put it back. According to the Iran, what do you need? What do you need? So what? I just said that Urcha Shulchan. Urcha Shulchan said, and there is Sashbats, it's mini Klal Yisrael. Holkim on those degrees. Fine, I'm asking. I'm just pointing out. Chiddush Otsum. Chiddush Otsum. So come to look, if you go with the Ram, the Shal is number one only if the Garf Kodam, that means Lemaisa. The reason to be Machma Avada, number one, we're not knowing exactly Ram. Come to Ram, right that way, Avada, we're not knowing that way. So we're not going to do this, number one. Number two, even according to the Ram, La Paiskim say, Ikka Paiskim say, you do need Garf Kodam. And number three, the victim will call Versachas. Maisa Magavam says, you also has to be hot. This case is almost cold. So with Avada, we don't do this. But the guy came to me and wants to open the oven. Now, if I eat it.
No.
So I answer, they always answer. Don't know. But the license, good Shiloh. Good Shiloh. All right, you can ask the police, the Caleb, I'm done. I hear this for her. Especially he wants to tell me, what?
Do
you remember what I said three times?
So, yeah.
The people one says, the minute that way. Maestro, the Bialoch somehow dropped it. Later. So this can be random, I'm talking about. What? The Bialocha somehow, when he goes to the club, he left it out. He says, he left out the whole round. Chazal says, what do you mean? Zero for the round. Yeah, but he's missing the whole point. The whole thing is closer from the Mishnah Berurah. But I don't know. He's very missing. And the Chazal really points out, he's very missing over here. Very missing over here. Fine. Lemaisa, we're starting now the Sugya on Dafid Chesed and Beis. Great and Dalit. Just a Eitzah. After you learn that you have do not see the Torah Shulchan Aruch. See that Dhamma in the Mishnah Berurah to explain what's going on. Eight to Torah. To see that Dhamma Rishon Dal in the Mishnah Berurah, and then go back to the Torah and see what's going on.
According to the statement I'm just making right now, that you just said from that it's right?
Not possible.
What?
Not possible. Rabbi,
so what?